false alarm alone that they call us that there's fire here and we go and there's no fire. It's 12 in 2016, and in 2017 it was 10. And that is more dangerous in our emergency situation, because let's say if we have been called to go to west and it is false alarm and there's fire at east. So now if we go to the west and there's fire, then we now have to leave the west and come to the east part of it. By the time you come, you would delay in reaching the incident scene, and the fire will not be waiting for you. It will still be ravaging. And sometimes even when the fire is small, it is better managed than it becomes big. So the fire service ourselves, we want to manage the fire more when it is small than it becomes big. And when the fire becomes big, it is not just burning for burning. It will also destroy life. It will destroy properties. It will render people homeless. It will render people poor. And even some people, it will render them jobless. And that's the more reason that we are preaching, we are telling the whole country, we are telling everybody that false alarm, we should take it at our system. Management is taking every step that any call come that is a false alarm, we will trace those numbers. We are in close talk with the network operators that if any call come that is false alarm and we see the number, we can send it to the operators. We'll go to court first and get an order, send it to the operators. Then they will provide us with the person's information where we can take it on from there and give the information to police so that police will start their prosecution.
ADO Bonnie said the region last year saw a decrease in fire outbreaks as compared to 2016. He said 2016 saw 525 fire incidents, while 2017 was 415, representing 20.95%.